Okay, I told that story about me, and then on the 4th of July of the same year, I don't know that you know this, I shit my pants again coming home from work.
I did know that. Yes, I did know that.
Only this time Babalu was home. Yes. And I pretty much said, unlock the back gate and unlock the back door. And he said, why? I said, because I shit my pants and I got to come home and I got to go right into the laundry room to throw my stuff away. He kind of just went, okay. He goes, how far out are you? I said, about 5 minutes. He's like, done.
Again, people who say that they don't have one of those stories, they're lying. The answer to that is yes. And I don't want to talk about it. Those are the only two answers that are the truth. But no, that's how my week started. And
So listeners, if you have a particularly funny shitting your pants story,
send it our way.
Send it our way. And if you don't want us to use your name, we won't use your name. We will read the story live on the air.
That's not even my best shit story. I told my best shit story. That's the one with Kmart with my mom.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Yes, and I don't want to talk about it. Those are the only two answers that are the truth.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 2976 of the BFO. Big Fatty, I think you fucked up the date on yesterday's little show. I probably did. Y'all, it's for Wednesday the 26th. Of June 2019, y'all. It's part two of my Pride 48 live little show. Yes, Big Fatty. My Big Fatty, are you through? I'm back. Poodle, thank you for filling in for me. Y'all, I had no idea. Had to fill up a whole hour. An hour tonight. So, y'all, I don't really know what I should I was listening while I was cleaning up the moistness. It's vulgar. One of the things that has become kind of a staple of the BFO over the years has been shart week. And this year was the final Shark Week, but y'all, I had a few little clips of from some little shows that y'all, I just couldn't get to them all. I thought that maybe we could just play some of those short stories that I couldn't get to. Y'all, these aren't necessarily some of the best, but it's kind of like the Dingleberries of Shark Week.
Baby shark, doo 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 doo. Baby shark, doo 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 doo. Baby shark, doo 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 doo. Baby shark. Fatty shark, doo 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 doo. Fatty shark, doo 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 doo. Fatty shark, doo 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 doo. Fatty shark. Poodle shark, doo 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 doo. Poodle shark, doo 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 doo. Poodle shark, doo 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 doo. Poodle shark. Granny shark, doo 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 doo. Granny shark, doo 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 doo. Granny shark, doo 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 doo. Granny shark.
Happy Shark Week.
Happy Shark Week
to all of us.
Like his, like,
gross.
His underwear and shit. And so he finally left. And so I went back home to my house where the friends that I was out with that night had all gone back to, because I'd given them my keys because I wanted to leave and be a hoe. And I climbed into bed with them at like 4 a.m. And they're like, where were you? And I was like, I just got shit in my mouth.
Did you breathe your shit breath all over them?
Ew.
I was like, you want to make out? I threw away my toothbrush after that night.
Well,
for very obvious
sense.
Reasons.
Yeah, no, that makes
you should
sense.
Have gargled That's with gross. Bleach.
I didn't gargle with bleach, but I gargled with something you're not supposed to gargle with. I can't even think of it now. It Probably was just like Lysol. Anything in my... It was like plumber's helper or something. I don't know, whatever was in my bathroom, I gargled with it.
Yeah, I gotta say, y'all, that one, y'all, I probably got more shark stories over the years from the stinky orangutans than any other little show. And y'all, that was Big Ricky and Adam and their friend Nathan with that shark story. And y'all, that all happened at a bathhouse. Vera knows all about the bathhouses. Fanny, don't tell all of her secrets. It's true. But it's like Taffy said at the beginning, everybody has a shark story. And if you don't have a shark, if you tell people you don't have a shark story, you're absolutely lying. And someone who talks a lot about sharding, and y'all, I believe maybe listening tonight from the Turl itself is Mr. Cackle himself from the Blime Time. Y'all, that is the one and only Baron Frosty.
Lower region. I've hit the shits all day, so if I suddenly get up and run out of the room, you can talk amongst yourselves.
I just had a picture of you giggling, laughing, cackling, and then suddenly standing up and holding your butt.
Dr. P is imagining me holding my butt.
Y'all, and I gotta say, they do a lot of cackling over there at the Blime Time. I'm sorry they're not participating this weekend, but I think they're going to be down there in New Orleans. Y'all, and I'm corrected. It was Nate, not Nathan, from the Stinky Orangutans that did that. And y'all, speaking of the Stinky Orangutans, y'all, I told you, they provided most of the shark stories. Most of them came from Adam himself. I don't know that Big Ricky ever really told a shark story, but here's another one from Adam.
I'm trying to get back on my train of thought. What was I talking about?
You were talking about your friend JT.
Oh, it was so hot on Friday? Was it Friday? Thursday.
It was hot. It was the first hot day.
And I texted him, like, I don't know if, like, my ass crack is sweaty or I shit my pants.
Seriously?
Like, because it was
seriously.
I was like, I'm kind of scared to go home and, like, see what happened.
Right.
I did not shit my pants.
Right.
But
it gets fucking mucky. Like,
it was so, and I did not have very good underwear on for the day. I had like some kind of, they're like
shorts.
They were Nasty Pig.
Oh,
but they were like
shorts.
Some kind of, they were briefs, thank you. And they were like some kind of material. No, they were full briefs.
Were they breathable?
Doesn't
sound like it.
I think they were like breathable, but they also like, they like trapped it in there. Like I wasn't extra
they like
hot.
Wicked it.
I wasn't extra hot, but I was extra moist.
Right. Oh, big fatty moist. You know, Tara in Michigan. Your immigrated straight boyfriend's wife, Nort's wife. Tara loves the word moist. It's true, she does. But y'all, you know, on the BFO over the years, Big Fatty has not been political at all. And there was one podcast they're very sporadic on when they put little shows out now, but there was one podcast that talked about our current president having a problem with incontinence. And y'all, they're up there in the Chicago's. Big Fatty, I thought there was the foul monkey. No, there's another one that's just as foul up there in the Chicago.
You shouldn't fuck my.
And I think he's lucid for a little. I think he is a little like, you know, slightly lucid. I think he goes back to sleep. He sleeps for a little while.
So he gets up about 5:30.
He gets up at 5:30. Sends some crazy tweets.
Do you think he ever sharts the bed?
Oh yeah.
I think the White House cleaning staff is like, he's never had this bed.
Oh, yeah, for 100%.
Sure.
Do you think shart? Like, how many? He's been in that house often.
How many times has he sharted in the Lincoln bedroom?
At least. So, how long has he been there? He's been there a year.
A year.
30.
30 times. I will give it a solid 30. 30 in the whole house. Like, but right.
And he, no. Oh, and specifically so the Lincoln measure.
With that like, really rough, like they talk
because,
about the bed.
Oh, like,
there's photos, too.
You know.
What'd you say?
There's photos, too. Because you know Consuelos is like.
Oh, she's like, I'll save this
write
for
a
my
book
later.
I write a book one day.
I will. I love that they're like, they're like the Hyatt maids that come in, like housekeeping. Which is racist. Everything I just said is awful. And so that...
Right.
Big Fatty, y'all, that is the PNS boys. Patrick, Noah, and Scott from up there in the Chicagos. And y'all, I love the PNS boys. And I wish they'd podcast a little more often. Y'all, one little show that podcasts with regularity. Big Fatty, because they've got a master's degree. Y'all, it's the stinky orangutans again.
I mean, we could also hobos get shot. Pissing on
right,
the train.
And shitting, like spray sharding all over the walls.
I've definitely seen people pee on the train.
You're literally giving me like compass at north right now. Like I like am really into this whole conversation right now.
Okay.
Making it weird. You know, 2018.
Awkward. Did you hear that, Big Fatty? Nate's into sharding.
Into it. Give it to me, Daddy.
That's the purple handkerchief.
Wait.
Y'all, I am trying my best to get Big Ricky to bring Nate down to the Pride 48 in New Orleans. Y'all, he would be a hit. He would be a hit at the Rawhide. Big Fatty on Shark Night. But y'all, I'm just going to throw this out right now. Y'all, if any of you in the chat room or who are listening at home have a shark story that you would like to share with us, y'all just post it there in the chat room and I will read those since I'm not prepared to do this 20 minutes. Oh, baby! It's okay. I'll take care of it. You just go right over there in the corner. Big Fatty, I don't like the dead phone. I'll take care of it. Okay. Hello?
Hello, Big Fatty. It's your gay country boy, Wes. I wanted to follow up on your advice, I guess you would call it. And, you know, you said every day could be shark day. And so I just wanted to do that. I wanted to make today shark day whenever today may actually be on the little show. About 3 years ago, I guess it was, I was at a very, very dear friend's house. And, you know, after an afternoon of puppetry arts, you know, everything was just kind of like loosey-goosey, and, you know, then the other half, like, showed up in the afternoon, and then, you know, during a episode of Poking It With a Stick, you know, that was some action happening in the next room, you know, you remember. Yeah, there was some happy times had that day. And later that night, after I think some more happy times, woke up in the middle of the night and I just really had to go pee. And what's the one thing that men always do after they pee? It never fails. They usually fart. And so I'm standing there, and I get through peeing, and I formed a bubble. Yes, a bubble. And I'm like, okay, well, it's fine. I'm good. And, you know, I'm also kind of like half asleep. Oh, my God. The bubble burst, and it was on my leg and on my, like down my leg and on the floor. And you talk about, like, waking up instantly and wiping things up. I cleaned the floor up, and I got my leg clean, and then I was just like, nope. That's not gonna do it. And so I had to jump in the shower again. And I learned my lesson that night that sometimes after the puppetry arts, you don't trust a fart at all, ever. And lessons learned. And I know that dear friend Even after I told you what happened, I know that you still love me, and you know, I know, well, you laughed at me when I told you what happened, even if it was 3 years later. So I love you much, and I hope you have a wonderful day. Bye.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, that, of course, is the gay country boy, Gay Country West, and y'all, he's planning on being in New Orleans this year, and y'all, if that's not reason enough come to New Orleans this year, then shame on you. Y'all, in the chat room, we've gotten a couple of short stories. Y'all, Gayish Mike has posted in the chat room. He says, oh my God, Big Fatty, do you remember in NOLA last year when I may or may not have banged a fellow attendee? Well, y'all, I didn't know that they had banged. It was my understanding they were just going to make out. So evidently make out for Gayish Mike. Gayish Mike. Now, y'all, I never understood why Gayish Mike started listening to the BFO. Y'all, it just didn't make any sense. I just thought that he was like, you know, y'all, well, the first time I met Gayish Mike, he told me, he says, people have already warned me about you, or something along those lines, that Big Fatty is the cruise director, and if you say something, Big Fatty's going to make it happen. But anyway, y'all, I'm amazed that Gayish Mike listens to the BFO. Big Fatty, and we're surprised anybody listens. Y'all, by the way, I refilled my cocktail during Gay Country West's phone call there. But anyway, Gayish Mike, I didn't know that there was any banging, but good on you, Big Fatty. Anyway, he says, well, we may or may not have made a mess in the bed, and I'm pretty sure that's why things were pretty awkward between us for the rest of the weekend. Well, y'all, for those of you, and I know that there are many of the homosexuals that are listening right now. Y'all, shit happens. And it doesn't matter how papad, yes, that's the word, papad, you think you are. Y'all, there can always be a surprise. When an exit becomes an entrance, there can always be, Fanny, there can always be a surprise. But if you hadn't had a wet cleanup on aisle four or a muddy Fanny, we don't need to hear any more of that. Then so be it. Y'all, George in Atlanta says, well, when I first started listening to Big Fatty, I was sure there was a complicated algorithm. Big Fatty, you've had too much gin, that captured every reference of him on the interwebs. Google Alert. Big Fatty. Anyway, toot toot. But Larry H. Vader says, I hope Miss Bacon isn't listening to this in the family sedan on the way home from the movies. Y'all, she was going to the Toy Story 3 tonight. And Ed Gong says, shit happens when it's about sharts. And y'all, it's like I say, if you say you haven't sharted, y'all, by the way, Gayish Mike sharted during an interview. He didn't get the job, though. But anyway, Big Fatty, it's all about Gayish Mike. Oh, dear Gussie, I guess we're done now. Big Fatty, I said it was an hour. It was an hour you have to... Well, I filled another 20 minutes. What the hell am I supposed to do? Fill another 20 minutes. Well, okay, I guess I'll... Well, you know what? I haven't mentioned the special announcement yet, so... Baron Frosty says, I love it when Big Fatty starts to slur a bit. Well, it's Baron Frosty, if anyone knows about the effects of Tangeray, it's you. And y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard that Taffy of and Taffy, what do you think about Big Fatty's short week?
Yes. And I don't want to talk about it. That's the only two answers that are the truth.
Oh, Big Fatty, nobody wants to talk about... Well, everybody wants to talk about Shark
Week. You can leave a comment on the website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www.
or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one. Yes! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.